Okay, the Salafists, they say that they are, that how they present themselves is that they are like the Pharisees, if you want to. They applicate the Quran as it is. They have their special way of praying. They have the special way of dressing. They have the long beard without a mustache. I will tell you that Bin Laden is one of them, just to give you a very near picture. And they want to that Egypt becomes like Iran, that everything be under the Sharia law. They are very fundamentalist group. Even the Muslims are very afraid from them. It's not only the Christians. The moderate Muslims are very afraid of them because they have a very loud voice. You know, they are not politicians, but they have a very high voice, manifestations, stones, screaming in the streets, this kind of attitude.
Have they been around for very long, or
were there during the regime of Mubarak? But they were under an underground group. The people who killed Anwar Sadat are also Salafists. It's once more, it's just to give you who are these Salafists.
And but this is all very strange because during the actual protests, I remember seeing images of Christians and Muslims, and they were working together. They were helping each other. They were protecting each other. And we're only a couple of months since then, and now this. Why do you think there's been such a change in the last couple of months?
Okay, I will tell you something. The normal citizens, Egyptians, being Muslims or Copts, are nice people. I mean, in Imbaba, when the houses took fire and there were Christians stuck in their apartments, the Muslims helped them to go down and took them to hospitals. I mean, when I say Muslims, it does not mean that all the Muslims are Salafists or all the Muslims are from Muslim Brotherhood. There are Muslims who lived with the Christians, and they lived together, and they love each other. They are the neighbors of each other. But there is a tension. All these fundamentalist ideas and groups working on the earth are giving more and more benzene in the fire. But the normal people living together, they really don't have a problem with each other.
And how has the media within Egypt been reporting the violence and the clashes?
The media was, you know, there are two kind of media. There's the governmental media, and then the private media. The private media, some were moderate, and some other medias, private medias, used also put more benzene in the fire. But the governmental media, like the Egyptian television, the radio, governmental radio, they were saying what is happening in a very moderate way, I have to say. And they used even filmed what was happening and tried to calm people down and to say this is not the real Egypt. Egypt is the Christians and Muslims together, hand by hand, you know, the slogans there.